This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Okay, so you've seen the hottest new trend on social media, right? Called Barbie feet. That's posting pictures of yourself barefoot in public, but on your toes, like you're wearing imaginary heels. All right. The Honda company in Great Britain is attempting to build a lawnmower that can hit speeds of 150 miles an hour. They're calling it the Mean Mower, or the second version of a similar lawnmower they built 5 years ago. So it's version number two. The original version hit a top speed of 116. The V2 version features a four-cylinder motorcycle engine that produces 189 horsepower and can go from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. It has a carbon fiber lightweight cutting blade, so it still cuts grass. Although at that speed, good luck whipping around the trees. Had a story yesterday that airline seats are getting smaller, but there's still enough room for emergency evacuations. Here's the flip side. Airlines are continuing to cram more seats onto their new planes at the expense of bathrooms. Yes, the newest planes being delivered to American Airlines have significantly smaller toilets. It's all designed to add a couple more rows of seats. Critics say, remember to go before you get on the plane. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. University of Wyoming's nickname is the Cowboys. The school has adopted a new slogan to start with the new school year. The world needs more Cowboys. But before they can launch the new campaign, opponents are calling the word cowboy sexist and non-inclusive. They want the school mascot changed. Are our smartphones spying on us? Researchers at Northeastern University have discovered, yes, so far your phone is not actively turning on a microphone and listening to you and sending audio clips to advertisers, but some apps are sending screen recordings and screenshots to third parties. Even though scientists didn't find any examples of phones recording sounds, they do warn you to stay vigilant. It's easy enough for an app to turn on that microphone and listen to anything you're up to, without you knowing, of course. Well, now there's proof. From University of Pennsylvania, testosterone boosts the desire for men to buy expensive things. Researchers gave study subjects a single boost of testosterone, and sure enough, the guys got all amped up to purchase fancy watches and fast cars. Not much of a surprise to the scientists, as previous students had already shown the increases in testosterone levels are connected to behaviors aimed at boosting social rank. Got an email from buddy Jason Pettit, looking for a large number of volunteers to help with the nonprofit Casco 4th Ultimate Mud Challenge, coming up on Saturday, August 4th at Lake Arvesta Farms, just east of South Haven. You can learn all about the event at cascomudder.com or get a hold of Jason at 269-655-4885, 655-4885. His email is dreamreacher_inc@hotmail.com. We'll keep these numbers handy here. Again, if you'd like to volunteer for an event that supports others, Casco's 4th Ultimate Mud Challenge, August 4th. Need lots of volunteers to make it happen. About 120 in all. Get a hold of us or Jason ASAP. Again, that website is cascomudder.com. Knucklehead news out of Oklahoma, where a guy with a prosthetic leg broke into the leasing office at an apartment complex in Dell City. Not clear if he stole anything. but the building manager caught him in the office, so he ran off. Well, it was more like skipping from the security footage, because again, he had a missing leg. And he got into a Toyota 4Runner with three regular tires and one spare tire and drove away. Yes, the guy who was missing a leg escaped in a car that was missing a tire. And it all worked. Police are still trying to track him down. Okay, one more. Out of Florida. Guy pulled over for drunk driving, but said he wasn't drunk driving because he was only taking swigs out of a bottle of Jim Beam at stop signs. He was arrested for DUI. Appreciate you sending me things to buzz about to Paul at WCSY.com, our website. Fax is 637-2675. Regular mail to 11637 M140 in South Haven, Suite B. You can drop things off to that same location during regular business hours or catch us on social media. Leave us a message on the Facebook page or tweet at COSYFM. Podcast of the Daily Buzz at WCSY.com, our website. Become a subscriber and we'll email them to you. We post them on Facebook as well and great outlets like iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. We'll buzz again tomorrow, Friday. Make it a great day.